We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're in the middle of Tuesday. So, this is a sefer called Or HaShanim, in which he wrote a short summary of the 613 Mitzvot, and his name is Rav Arya Leib Königsberg. And he was from the family of Epstein. He lived in the city of Königsberg. This is one of the only, if not the only, sefer that the Gra actually wrote a haskama for. The Gra approved of this book. And he goes in the order of the week, telling us the mitzvot that are applicable throughout the day. So now we're up to Tuesday. And we do 5 minutes each week. And in 5 minutes, we try to cover 10 mitzvot a week. So 52 weeks, we cover almost all 613 every year. Odzel Shona Arizal. So the Arizal also says, he says like this. If a person has no choice, but he's a businessman, so when he does the business, he should try to do his primary business in Tuesday afternoon. And when he prepares to do his business on Tuesday afternoon, he should say, I'm preparing myself to sell to a Jew or to buy from a Jew in fulfillment of the special mitzvah that the Torah says, when you make a sale, you should prefer to make it to your fellow man. When you make a purchase, you should prefer to purchase from your fellow man. There's a special mitzvah to patronize Jewish stores and to purchase from Jewish stores. We don't have to incur a great loss for that, but if it's just a question of, will I buy it here or buy it there, we should prefer to buy from our fellow man. And this is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis. This is a rabbinic institution. A person should also have in mind, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah. The Torah prohibits us from cheating in business. And this is, the Torah says it more than one time, Al tonu ish et amito, don't cheat your fellow man. And not to be dishonest in my measurements and weights. Now, if someone orders from you 100 and you deliver 99, that's outright stealing. But if someone comes and wants to buy from you a bag of bread and he just made a bag of milk and he just made aliyah, and you tell him, well, a bag of milk costs 10 shekel, and everyone knows you could get a bag of milk for 5.90. So that's unfair business practices. You didn't force him to pay the money. You just told him, you want my bag of milk, it'll cost you 10 shekel. He doesn't know that the going rate in any other makolet is 5.90. So that's part of don't be unfair in your business practices. Chazal limited how much one is entitled to make a profit on things. our sages said that part of the prohibition is that we have to be careful not to have unfair measurements, and the Torah even prohibits having unfair measurements in your home. The Torah says, not only are you not allowed to use it, a person might say, I just have it at home, I'll fix it eventually. No, the Torah says, you're not allowed to have a scale at home that's not fair. If you have two stones that say on them a pound, and one of them weighs a pound, and one of them weighs a little less than a pound, that's a biblical prohibition. You're not even allowed to have it in your possession. So, when a person has just scales, he is in fulfillment of the biblical commandment, the mitzvah taseh, to have just scales. We have a special prohibition against being unfair to a ger. The Torah says one commandment to be fair to our fellow men in business, and then another commandment not to be unfair to the ger. The Torah then prohibits us, lo tilchatzenu, don't oppress him. And part of that prohibition is, if someone doesn't know, he doesn't know how to do business, and he's reliant on you. A guy walks into your store and says, tell me, what's the best radiator to buy? He doesn't know what's the best radiator. We have a special prohibition against giving him bad advice. And the Torah also tells us we have to be extra careful on how we speak to the ger. That's part of the prohibition. If a ger walks into the store and we treat him not nicely, and he feels badly because of it, then we've transgressed that prohibition. The Torah also gives us a prohibition against afflicting our fellow men verbally. Torah says, don't cheat them in business, and don't cheat them the way you talk to them. You're not allowed to talk not nicely. Our sages say, what's an implication of that? If a person walks into a store and he has no intent of buying anything in the store, but he drays the guy a cup, he tells him, how much does this cost, and how much does that cost, and would you buy? Would you sell to me for this, would you sell to me for that? Really, all he wanted was to get out of the heat to stand in the air conditioning of the store. He has no intent of buying it. That's part of the biblical prohibition. Don't afflict your fellow man. Another commandment is we're not allowed to desire someone else's object. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Part of that is not to be jealous. So you're in business, you see your fellow man, he's making a mint and you're not. So it's natural to be jealous. The Torah prohibits that. That's part of the Ten Commandments, not to desire what's not ours. And then when one's in business, so he might encounter women or other things that that seduce him. So the Torah tells us a person's not allowed to go after his eyes. That's what we say in Shema, "Velo tatu ochel v'avchem v'cheinechem." So these are all the commandments that we'll see more, Bezrat Hashem, next week, that can be applicable when a person's doing business. We said we should patronize our fellow men. We should be fair in business. We shouldn't be unfair in our measurements. That even we're not even allowed to have within our home unfair measurements. When we have fair measurements, fair scales, we're fulfilling the biblical commandment of Mosnei Tzedek Avnei Tzedek. We have a special commandment not to speak badly to a ger, not to speak badly to our fellow man. We have another commandment not to cheat the ger. And then we have the commandment not to desire things that aren't ours and not to be jealous of our fellow men. And in that we covered 10 mitzvot this morning.